Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name, in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
I have been talking about the visitation, and I will continue in that vein in this episode. The visitation. There is much writing on the subject of the visitation. Getting into this, there are several things that are very clear from the AVB. It is very clear that Lord, all caps, that is to say, Lord written using all capital letters in the AVB, is a reference to the papacy, the office of the Pope. Lord, all caps, is a title of the Pope. That's very clear. Lord all caps has described himself in the AVB. I have presented that information to you. It is in Lawmaster Archives. So it's very clear that when the Bible speaks of Lord all caps, the office of the papacy, it is speaking of the Pope. Lord all caps is a title of the Pope. He says, I am the Lord, all caps. That is my name. It is clear that the papacy speaks throughout the AVB / KJV. Very clear. Beyond any shadow of doubt. It is very clear that when the Bible speaks of the Lord God, as in Isaiah 40, verse 10, the Lord God will come. That Lord God is a reference to the performer of all things. He who does all things is the AVB's Lord God. The man Tommy L. Hart has performed all things. It is very clear from the AVB that the Lord God, that is, Lord written using capital L, lowercase O-R-D, God, in Isaiah 40, verse 10, is a reference to the man, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. That evidence is also in Lawmaster Archives. It is very clear in the AVB that Lord all caps says, he paints the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, as the superior God. That is clear. It is very clear the promises of God in the AVB / KJV are very clear. Promises. Papal promises to the performer of all things. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has performed all things. Another thing, it is very clear that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has won the intellectual battle that has that was fought out between the papacy and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. the great intellectual battle, and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, won. Therefore, Lord Allcap says about himself and it's the papacy's people, the Gentiles, alias white people, that they will be my servants. Lord Allcap in the AVB has made it very clear that he will be my servant. Now, what do these things mean? These things mean, as I said, Lord Allcap is a reference to the Pope. It is a reference to the office of the papacy, of which, at this time, Pope Francis is the head. Okay? Whatever Pope is alive during the time of the life of the Lord God, that Pope is to be the servant of God according to the written word of Lord Allcap in the AVB. It is very clear that Lord Allcap, Pope Francis, and before him Pope Benedict XVI, owed me and owes me a visit, a papal visitation to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Pope Benedict XVI and his successor, Pope Francis, have been, by the written word of Lord Allcap in the AVB/KJV, to appear before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. There's the question in Psalm, the book of Psalm. When shall I appear before God? When shall I, the living Pope, during the time of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on earth, when shall he appear before God? Now, that was applicable to and his successor, Pope Francis. Both have been ordered to appear before me. There is a commandment to them saying, arise, call upon thy God. Now, notice in the commandment, it says, call upon thy God. According to the written word of Lord Allcap, the man Tommy L. Hart, having won the great intellectual battle and having performed all things, is God over the papacy, the office of the papacy, the Pope, as in Pope Benedict XVI and his successor, Pope Francis, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a visit. The visit has been announced to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in the AVB/KJV. It says to me, Isaiah 29, verse 6, thou shalt be visited of the Lord Allcap of hosts. The annunciation of the visitation. It has been formally announced to me that Pope Benedict XVI and now Pope Francis, both being alive, owe me a visit. The Annunciation says again, thou, performer of all things, the victor of the great intellectual battle between Lord Allcap and the man Tommy L. Hart, thou shalt be visited of the Lord Allcap of hosts. Go, says the commandment. Arise, says the commandment, call upon thy God. Call upon means to pay a visit. In these last broadcast episodes, I have been pointing out things that both popes were required to do and are required to do according to the written word of Lord, all caps, NDAVB/KJV, but they have not done. Very important. They are required to do certain things, but they have refused to do those certain things, which I have been pointing out to you, the people. The word of God is clear in the statement of the Annunciation of the Visitation. It is clear in the commandment, arise, call upon thy God. It is clear who the word, the written word of Lord All Caps is speaking to. I make those things very clear, who it is that is being spoken to. What things are required of Lord All Caps, of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things, and the victor of the battle, the great intellectual battle between Lord All Caps and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So here we are. Here we are. But have not been done. Two popes, two sinners, two convicts. Pope Benedict XVI and his successor, Pope Francis, are, according to the written word of Lord All Caps in the AVB/KJV, they are two popes, two sinners, they are two convicts. The Pope, a convict. The Pope, a sinner. The Pope, not performing his sacred duties, fulfilling the promises of Lord All Caps to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in the AVB. The Pope, not carrying out orders, neglect of duty, these two popes are charged with. Neglect of duty. Two sinners, two convicts. No wonder these important things in the AVB, they being the papacy and Gentiles, do not teach these things openly. Black people do not teach these things at all. Papacy and Gentiles have deceived black people in giving them a false faith and a faith that is contradictory to the word of Lord All Caps in the AVB. That is an evil. For them to give black people a false faith, and this happened after they conquered black people, or began to happen, and it's happening up to the very present time. The Gentiles and papacy are still lying and putting forth false information as concerns the AVB/KJV. The papacy and its people, the Gentiles, are still putting out false information. The popes are not doing the things that are required of them to do. 3 says, why? what evil has he done? Remember now, I'm speaking of two popes, two sinners, and two convicts, of which the AVB says, every man shall be put to death for his own sin. The two popes have surely sinned. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. What do those things tell me? Those things tell me that Benedict XVI and his successor, Pope Francis, are deserving of death. They are candidates of death, according to the things written in the AVB with regard to performance, the performance of those two popes in terms of carrying out their duties, carrying out their AVB/KJV sacred duties. They have neglected to do the things which the AVB says must be done. I have been pointing out those things here lately that the two popes have refused to do, and thus they have sinned. And every man shall be put to death for his own sin. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. These are not my sins. These are papal sins that are in the AVB. This is the law. The law says every man shall be put to death for his own sin. I have shown you the sin of Pope Benedict XVI. I have shown you the sin of his successor, Pope Francis. No doubt. It is obvious. It is very clear they have sinned. And they have lied to the world in teaching false things and saying the Bible says so. They have lied to the people. And the they is a reference to those of the papacy and its people, the Gentiles. Okay. Popes, two sinners, two convicts. According to the written word of Lord All Caps in the AVB. And a man has come forth and pointed these things out. The man, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things, the one who has won the great intellectual battle played out between Lord All Caps and the man, Tommy L. Hart. They have done evil. The question asks, why are they deserving of death? They are deserving of death because they have broken the law. They have reneged on fulfilling the promises of God that are in the AVB. They have neglected to do their sacred duties that I have pointed out in the using the AVB / KJV. They have broken the everlasting covenant. The everlasting covenant. Remember, I have also been talking about Lord all caps covenant of peace, which he has sent to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, via the AVB / KJV. We see in these things the purpose and the importance of the authorized version / KJV. It holds those of the papacy accountable for certain acts. The AVB holds those of the papacy accountable for certain acts and performances. AVB is a guide for the popes. It sets forth actions that they are to perform and fulfill. And these are lawful actions. The AVB, I have told you, law book, first and foremost. I've told you it is several things. But first and foremost, it is a law book which governs the actions and conduct of those of the papacy. I say that again. The AVB / KJV is a guidebook and law book which governs actions and conduct of those of the papacy. The Pope is not above the law of the Authorized Version Bible, AVB. The Pope is beneath, in terms of authority, the AVB. The Pope is subject to the authority of the AVB. That is clear in the AVB and from things that I have shown you and brought forth to you. The Pope is subject to the authority of the AVB. And I have been pointing out that authority and making clear authority. So in these things that I take that I present to you, there is no mistake. There is no mistake. The understanding is clear. What is the AVB? Its authority, its great authority, and its subjects. The popes are subjects of the AVB. They are subject to the authority of the AVB, and that is clear. Both popes, Benedict XVI and his successor Pope Francis, have failed to perform their AVB duties. Both men are caught in their sin, and now the written word of Lord all caps says of each one in Jeremiah 26, verse 11, each one is worthy to die. And in Jeremiah 26, verse 8, the written word of Lord all caps says to each one, Pope Benedict XVI and his successor, Pope Francis, thou shalt surely die. The word of God is clear. The word of Lord all caps is clear. Romans 1:32 says of them who knowing the judgment of God, that they which do such things are worthy of death. How clear can it get? Those who do such things. What things? Such things as reneging on promises, such things as failing to carry out lawful orders, such things as breaking the everlasting covenant, which Lord all caps the papacy has sent to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, via the AVB. Popes have refused also to acknowledge the presence, the physical presence, the bodily presence of the AVB's Lord God, predicted to come in Isaiah 40, verse 10, which says, the Lord God will come. That Lord being written using the capital L and lowercase O-R-D. The Lord God has come, and he has done the things the AVB / KJV has set forth for him to do. And in the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, doing the things which the AVB says the Lord God will do when he comes, the man Tommy L. Hart is declared the Lord God by the authority of the AVB, not by Mr. Hart's own thinking, but by the authority of the AVB. The man Tommy L. Hart is declared its Lord God, predicted to come. All the evidence of the things I speak is in Longmaster Archives. The proof of the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. The proof of Lord God is in the performance of the things the AVB declares the Lord God will do when he comes, and that evidence of Mr. Hart having performed those sacred duties are set forth and laid down in the AVB, he is the declared Lord God predicted to come. He who does the things the AVB says the Lord will do when he comes, he is the Lord God. Very clear. Very who knowing the judgment of God, that they which do such things are worthy of death. And it goes on to say, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. People having pleasure in those who sin. I see a picture of the Gentiles having pleasure in the Pope's failure to perform lawful duties laid down in the AVB, authority of the popes. The AVB is above papal authority. The papacy and popes are beneath the authority and subject to the authority of the AVB. So I read this, Jeremiah 26, verse 8, the written word of the Lord, all caps, saying to the two aforementioned popes, thou shalt surely die. And the statement, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which do such things are worthy of death. And the Jeremiah 26 verse 8 statement is a sentence. Is a sentence. It says here in Psalm 17 verse 2, Lord all caps says, to the Lord God, time of heart, quote, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Well, the Lord God is present here in the man, Tamriel Hart. And the Pope, both popes, have had the duty, requirement, of visiting the Lord God, Tamriel Hart, which both men have failed to do. Both men have failed to do. But yet, the sentence still comes forth from my presence here on earth. The statement says, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Matthew 12, verse 37 says to the popes, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Their word. Their word is that which is written in the AVB/KJV. That's what I've been saying. According to the AVB/KJV, they have broken the law. They are caught in their sin. By their word, they are deserving of death. And by their word, the sentence says, thou shalt surely die. Caps has also given a statement. The statement says, all the sinners of my people shall be killed by the sword. They shall be put to death by the sword. That's written. That is written in the law book. The great law book of the AVB/KJV. My sentence come forth from thy presence. That sentence has come forth from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who is present here on earth, who both popes were required to visit, but have refused to carry out the commandment to visit, to come to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They have refused to call upon God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. All of this information is in the AVB. That's the only book I